On December 2, 2004, I spoke with David Cobb, the Green Party's candidate for President of the United States in the 2004 election. Now he's trying to see that all the votes get counted, and get counted right, in Ohio and in New Mexico. Mr. Cobb has demanded a recount in Ohio, which will soon take place. In this 16-minute interview, Mr. Cobb described election irregularities in Ohio and what has happened there since the November election. I'm Jerry Krantman, and you're listening to American Dream Radio. David Cobb, welcome.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, David, I wanted to start by just asking you, what made you decide to try to do this thing?
Well, you know, this recount demand is really being driven by citizens of the United States, and specifically citizens in Ohio, New Mexico, and in other states. You should know that in Ohio, for example, there have already been 4 public forums where public testimony was conducted, and we heard testimony from voters who described firsthand experiences that they had that amount to genuine violations of their civil liberties. Their voting rights were violated. There were efforts to suppress the vote, as well as problems with the black box voting technology. Let's just take a quick look at what happened in Ohio that we know of for a fact. We know for a fact that there was one precinct where only 700 people voted, yet the machines attempted to record 4,000 votes for Bush. We know for a fact that there were over a dozen different precincts where people attempted to cast a ballot and the machines immediately tried to default to record a vote for Bush. We know for a fact that there were intolerably long lines in African-American communities, college campuses, and low-income communities. We know for a fact that longtime voters simply fell off the rolls. We know for a fact that the Republican Secretary of State allocated voting machines in a way that resulted in those long lines. We know for a fact that there were illegal requirements for casting the votes for identification that were used. We know for a fact that there were 153,000 provisional ballots that were cast in the state of Ohio, that only the Republican Secretary of State has the right to determine how that they'll be counted, because there's nothing under law that actually describes how they're to be counted or what the criterion is. We know for a fact that there were 92,000 votes that were allegedly, quote, spoiled, meaning either undervote or overvote, which is the hanging chad problem of Florida all over again. And again, the Republican Secretary of State is the chairperson of the Bush-Cheney reelection effort in Ohio. This is outrageous. You know, if you went to a sporting event, Jerry, and you saw that one of the teams was providing all of the umpires and referees, you'd get suspicious, right? Well, that's what we've got going on in this country. We're allowing partisan administration of our elections, which is just absurd. We're demanding a broad package of reforms that start, first and foremost, with counting every vote, mm-hmm. specifically in Ohio, because if the results of the Ohio is changed, then we change the winner of the presidential election. But beyond that, we're calling for broad reform that will include the end to black box voting. We want to ensure that every voter in this country casts a ballot on a machine that gives an auditable paper trail so that they can have confidence that their vote will be counted accurately and fairly. Third, we need the independent administration of our elections the way the rest of the country does. And fourth, we need a broad package of real election reform that includes instant runoff voting, proportional representation, publicly funded elections to get corporate money out of the system. We need same-day voter registration so that everybody who wants to exercise their fundamental right to vote can do that. We need to allow third parties to be on the ballot, and we need third parties to be allowed to participate in the debates so that we can broaden the political discourse in this country.
Now, let me back up to something you said a moment ago when you began, I think, here, that you were saying that the situation with the sort of hometown ref, where the Secretary of State is also the head of the campaign and is also arbitrating what a fair election looks like. This is not the first time this has been the situation, though. I mean, is this
Well,
has it been this way long, or is this a fairly new phenomenon?
Well, it only got this bad in 2000 in Florida, of course, when we had Jeb Bush, the governor, and Kathleen Harris, the Republican Secretary of State. And we now know they literally disenfranchised over 100,000 African-American voters before the election occurred in 2000. Again, a function of what can happen if you allow partisan administration of the election process. And it's only gotten worse. Now, mm-hmm. I want to be clear. The problems in our elections have to do with both the technology that is being used. It has to do with how our elections are administered and how we have a system where corporations are taking over not just elections and counting of ballots, but over our very culture and our society.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that on your website, you ask, I'll quote your website to you, quote, "Why do so many of us sit by silently when we hear about voter lines that last up to 10 hours in some places, effectively denying the right to vote to people who must get to work, take care of children, or go to classes? Why do you think this is? Do you have a theory about why people seem so disinterested and really looking to see if their elections are fair?"
Well, I do, Jerry, and I think that the majority of people in this country are not apathetic. Apathy means that people don't care. Sadly, so many people in this country are cynical. In other words, they don't think it matters. They don't think that they have the power to really challenge the system. And what I'm urging folks to do is to get actively engaged in creating the kind of country that we deserve, the communities that we deserve. We are in a genuine struggle for real democracy, and the Green Party is the electoral arm that is leading that charge. So I would encourage people to go to our website at www.votecob.org and get involved. Help us make sure that recounts go forward in New Mexico and in Ohio.
I would think that we would want to demand more transparency, but it seems like people want to wait for a smoking gun before they act. I mean, the media doesn't seem to be picking this up at all. It seems as if people want to assume that the elections are fair unless somebody has a smoking gun to show. I would think the burden of proof might be on those who run the elections to show beyond any doubt that the elections are fair. Instead, we hear officials arguing that electronic voting machines don't even need paper trails.
You know, I agree with you, Jerry, and I think that the burden of proof does need to be shifted. And I want to take this moment to really point out that corporate media is attempting to manufacture consent that this was a clean and fair election. It was not a clean and fair election. The reality is that there were a litany of civil rights violations, voting rights violations, voter suppression tactics were used, and the corporate media is not covering it. And John Kerry and the Democratic Party leadership are not willing to lead the charge to stand up for people's rights in this country because they're not, frankly, the leadership of the Democratic Party and the ruling elite are not willing to challenge the legitimacy of this system. The Green Party is willing to do that, and we're calling for deep systemic changes not only in our elections but in this very country.
So you see this falling to the Green Party because the Democrats don't want to do it either?
That's correct. I mean, remember that the only reason this recount is happening in Ohio or New Mexico is because the Green Party is standing up and demanding that it happen.
Absolutely. And is Kerry anywhere in this process?
Well, John Kerry's campaign has only recently joined and intervened in the Ohio recount court case where he filed papers in defense of our demand for the recount, although he is not, neither Kerry the Kerry campaign has not actually joined in a recount effort.
I see.
So we welcome the support of the Kerry Edwards campaign for the recount, and we're also calling upon the Bush-Cheney ticket to offer their support for their multi-partisan effort to ensure the integrity of the system itself. You know, the Green Party's been leading the effort to seek a recount. We're seeking a recount to protect the integrity of the voting process, to protect the right to vote, and to ensure that all votes are counted fairly and accurately. I wish that John Kerry would join us in actually exercising his right as a candidate to demand a recount, but so far he's been unwilling to do that.
Now, you demanded this recount along with Libertarian candidate Michael Bednarik. Do you or Mr. Badnarik have anything to gain by this challenge, personally to gain in terms of your own political career?
No, we don't. In fact, what we have to gain is the integrity of the voting process. We are seeking to demonstrate that the Green Party and the Libertarian Party are standing up for the rights of all Americans. And you know, Jerry, it's important to remember that throughout all of American history, alternative parties, so-called third parties, have championed the rights of citizens where the two corporate-controlled establishment parties fought against change. Here's an example: the abolition of slavery, mm-hmm. women getting the right to vote, the creation of the Social Security Administration, unemployment insurance, workers' compensation laws, pure food and drug laws, ending child labor, the direct election of the United States Senate, the 40-hour work week. All of these reforms were championed by third parties because the establishment parties, including the Democratic Party, fought against each one of them.
After all of the lockstep of the last election, with a lot of progressives supporting Kerry, even if he wasn't necessarily the candidate of their choice, do you see hope for progressives moving to the Greens now that the election's over?
I can only tell you that our office is being flooded with requests for information on how to join the Green Party, how to register Green, and we welcome that.
If I understand correctly, that in Europe the Green Party has more representation in government.
Well, that's true, Jerry, and it's because in Europe and in Latin America and in Africa, basically the entire world, the Green parties are having more success because the rest of the world is moving towards proportional representation. That means, which is an infinitely more democratic voting system, that basically says if your party or your point of view can garner 10 or 20% of the vote in elections, you should get 10 or 20% of the seats in the various assemblies. This is ultimately more democratic. It broadens the political discourse. It allows everybody to feel like they actually get representation in their own government. This country, with its commitment so far to a two-party system that where it's a winner-take-all system, focuses or narrows the political discourse between Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. It prevents the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and many other parties from being able to grow as quickly as they should be.
So regarding the recount, is this definite yet? Are you definitely getting a recount in Ohio?
The recount in Ohio is definitely going to go forward. Every county in Ohio is set to certify their county ballot by today's deadline of December 1st. Now, more than half the counties have already finished their county and have certified their results by November 19th, mm-hmm. which was 3 days prior to our lawsuit requesting an expedited count. But again, the Republican Secretary of State has not yet told us when they'll formally certify the results. Media reports list December 6th through December 7th. So we are in court now forcing this recount to go forward. I can guarantee the listeners that there will be a full statewide recount in Ohio.
Great. I mean, because I had heard that somebody had filed a restraining order to keep you from requesting.
They did, and that restraining order has already dissolved, and we have removed that court to federal court. And again, this changes daily, literally sometimes hourly. So if your listeners want to hear the latest breaking news, go to our website, www.votecobb.org, mm-hmm. because the corporate media is not covering this story.
Yeah, there's not much about it on the news at all. Do you think there's much chance? Obviously, this is hard to say because it's a recount, so you don't know till it's done. But do you think, given who the Secretary of State is in Ohio, that there's much chance of a fair count, much chance of a transparent count, much chance that you'll win even if you win?
Well, let's put it this way, Jerry. We have also called for the recusal of Republican Secretary of State, not just because he's a Republican, but specifically because he voluntarily chose to be the chair of the Bush-Cheney reelection effort in the state of Ohio. It is absurd that he gets to be the referee in the recount. So we're calling for his recusal. And I can also assure the listeners that the Cobb-LaMarche Green Party campaign are going to put poll watchers participating and being watchdogs during this recount to ensure that the process is actually done fairly, accurately, and transparently.
Excellent. So what we're looking at here in some ways is a repeat of Catherine Harris's role in Florida in the 2000 election?
Jerry, that is exactly what we're looking at, and that's why we're saying we need to build a movement that does not let this happen again. It happened in 2000. It happened in 2004. Let's not let it happen in 2008. Let's build a movement for systemic reform. Go to our website, and there are lots of links on how you can get involved and get active in helping
Excellent.
To make sure this doesn't happen. It's been a real pleasure to be on your program, Jerry. And listeners, if you'd like to learn more, our website is www.votecobb.org. And you can contact the Cobb LaMarche, my campaign, at P.O. Box 693, Eureka, California, 95502. And the National Green Party is online at www.gp.org. You can also contact the National Green Party at P.O. Box 57065, Washington, D.C., 20037. Or you can call toll-free in the United States at 866-41-GREEN. That's 866-41-GREEN on your phone.
We've been talking with David Cobb, Green Party candidate for President of the United States in the 2004 election, now trying to see that the votes get counted. You can keep up with his work at votecobb.org. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jerry.
This December 2, 2004 interview is a production of American Dream Radio. Find us on the web at americandreamradio.org.